Welcome to the Homily Studio for the fourth Sunday in the season of Lent. That's Sunday, the 15th of March, halfway through March. It's great to be with you. Wherever you are listening, you are welcome, not only across the Motu, Aotearoa, but in many different parts of the world, and also wherever we are in a variety of difficult, challenging, hopeful, often complex situations. So let's take these moments to listen to the Lord speaking to us through this conversation. Who do we have today in the chat?
Kia ora koutou, magandang araw. I'm Maya Bernardo. I'm currently the coordinator for Migrant Ministry and Formation of the Archdiocese of Wellington. Welcome, everyone.
Great, Maya.
And kia ora, everybody. I'm Kushla O'Connor. I'm Religious Education Advisor for the Catholic Diocese of Christchurch, and it's lovely to be here.
Malala Malaya Hawaii, pa malo lelea taha kotoa. Ko kuilei toku ingoa. I am from Tamaki Makaurau, so I'm grateful and honoured to be to make this hikoi wairua with you all today. Malo.
Kuilei, it's great to have you on. This is your first time.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Thank you.
Are you appropriately nervous?
Of course.
Kushla and Maya have been on 100 times, so they don't get nervous, but I do and you do. So that's the two of us. Hey, let's begin with a moment of prayer, aware that many people who are listening who feel as though they need prayer, and indeed our world at this time needs prayer, prayer for peace, prayer especially that those who are in positions that may be able to make decisions, that they make decisions that are centered on God and the good of all people. And so we pray in the entrance antiphon for this Laetare Sunday, called Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent, because of the first word of this antiphon: rejoice. Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. Be joyful, all who were in mourning. Exult and be satisfied at her consoling breast. Rejoice, rejoice. There's a good word to start with.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's where my participation in the conversation finished. I was actually at a meeting the other day. I'm editing this little piece in, but I was at a meeting and thought I can duck out and record the homily studio. But the internet connection wasn't good, so it left Kuile and Kushla and Maya to continue. And I'm editing at the moment, so I haven't heard whether or not they did continue the conversation without me. Let's see how they did. Back to the conversation.
The readings are also rich, from the first reading to the second reading to the responsorial psalm and definitely to the gospel. But what really stood out for me was the first reading. And it's the way that God seeks, the way that God sees. God does not see or look at the appearance, but the heart. What grabbed me is in this time of social media, you know, there was the word influencer is not a career, but I think in these days, being influencer, content creator is now a career. And it feels like if you want to get ahead these days, you have to put yourself out there, isn't it? And you could see this with young people, or both of you work with young people, or teachers who work with young people. So you have to put yourself out there, be seen, be noticed. When the first reading is not about that, when God searches for someone, God actually looks at who is in the field. I like that line. There is still the youngest who is tending the sheep. So God saw and appointed and anointed David, who is in the field tending the sheep.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that first reading as well. I underlined when I first read it, not as man sees, does God see? And I'm really interested in you talking about the career of the influencer, you know, and they're portraying something of themselves that they want the world to see. And Often in the little things in our life, not that I'm an influencer, but in the little things that we do, we portray something that we want others to see, and yet God sees right into our hearts, and He looks into our hearts, and we can learn so much for the from those who are the smallest in our world. So I like that. And then on in the responsorial psalm, I won't sing it, but that's one of my favorite waiata, singing the Lord is my shepherd. In the second reading, what jumped out at me was live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. And in our world today, with what is happening, we need to people to stand up for truth and not be swayed by the big people who think they hold all the power. And
Oh, wow.
so that spoke to me. And the gospel, on my word, it was one heck of a long gospel. And you've got this blind man who's sitting there, and he didn't ask to be healed. He was just doing what he always did. And the disciples asked the question and say, what did he do wrong, or what happened that he was born blind? And Jesus, and we're taken on a journey, and for a lot of that journey, Jesus is not there. It's the discussion between all those around this person that jumped out at me. And then Jesus comes back in and says, well, what did he say? He said, do you believe in the Son of Man? And the blind man has been taken on this spiritual journey, on this faith journey, and he can see. And in that faith journey, and he says, yes, he is, sir, that I may believe in him. And you have seen him. I'm the one who is speaking to you. And he says, yes, Lord, I believe. And I thought about what I needed to take out of my eyes, maybe.
Yeah, it
Thank you,
seems
Bishop.
like the gospel shows the different types of blindness and the
Yes.
different ways we begin to see. So there's physical blindness,
Yeah.
and then there's also spiritual blindness, which the Pharisees are suffering from. And that's according to this gospel, that's a bigger blindness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
What's on your mind,
absolutely.
Philip?
Yeah. So when we look at that, like if we see the blindness side, and that's where I'm coming with the light, like the reactions that people had to say and their questions that they were asking the apostles, the Pharisees, the parents, the neighbors, like the blindness that they had, that they didn't want to accept this man who's been given the light by Christ. And it's interesting to see, like with the gospel acclamation, it says, I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. And that really inspires me, like before reading the gospel and thinking about it and walking around praying, so what will be the word that will be given to me? And you see and you read how Kushla and Maya, you have spoken about the blindness and what can we ask God to help us with so we can see the light of Christ in people. And it takes me to Mother Teresa with all the work that she's done in Calcutta and the resources that Caritas have prepared. There's a little short prayer by Mother Teresa saying, Lord, help me so I can see your face, so I can see using your eyes through the face of the poor. We will talk, but we need to do something. The light of Christ, when we put it out there, we need to do something like how Kushla has said, what can I do so that I can open my eyes and be given the light, the lens of Christ, like to put that out there? Because we don't lit the light and we put it under somewhere. We have to put it somewhere so people can see Christ in everything that we do. And it's not easy, especially this time with the youth. They go onto social media and the first thing that comes up, they're inspired by it and it drifts them away from the light of Christ. So even with this podcast, I didn't know until I was invited. This is the light of Christ. We give it to people. I've sent it to so many people that I've known. This is the light. If you want to hear the homilies of our Catholic churches, the teachings that we need to see and want to grow in our faith is go to this podcast. So I see that in what you do, like John, Maya, Kushla, and all the people that you have done this for the last years, this is the light. You're letting, you're actually lighting a candle that will work in our life and open our eyes at blindness, not physically, but spiritually. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it takes, yep, sorry.
Sorry, Maya, one thing that jumped out at me too was that, you know, that spiritual blindness or maybe at times being blinded by the rules or by fear, you know, and we've got to get out there and do things. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, and the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as Christ, they would be expelled from the synagogue, you know. And I think we're called to open our eyes to see the situation of the other, but also to speak out and speak the truth, just as this blind man did all the way through. He was, this is what happened to me. You know, I think he might have been a prophet or whatever, but this is what happened to me. And this is what he did. And I truly believe.
And the blind man wasn't just cured of his blindness, but that deep projection of how he views himself as he or his parents have sinned. That's why he is blind. Jesus took that away.
He did.
We need Jesus to see the light, because
We
do we
do.
know if we're looking at the light or we've seen the light or we've just convinced ourselves? And then that's the grace I think we all need to ask for. There's a deep connection between leadership on the first reading and that with the message of the gospel on what it means to be light, light and leadership. Hey, look, this time as we do this podcast, the world is in a brink. Is in a war. I am not in the brink of war.
I follow a couple of Jesuits. One of them is Father James Martin, and the other one is Father Greg Boyle, and he works with homeless in America. And he was talking about this whole reading about what have you done wrong, you know? And he said it's like we get into this mindset that the Department of Corrections by God, you know, that God's saying, oh, look, you're really good, you can have this. You haven't, you can have this. And he said that's what Jesus's mission was, to teach us a different theology, that we are called, as it says in that second reading, to be the live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness. You know, if we go out there and try to live good and truthful and righteous and holy lives, we don't fall into that. I've done this wrong, so you know, God's going to punish me, or I've been so good, God's going to give me this. And he calls it the Department of Corrections, God. And yeah, I liked reading that. It was really good.
Yeah, well, your Department of Correction, I could connect to the responsorial psalm when they refer Jesus as light and Jesus as shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing as I shall want. And if we go through the psalms, the first one we say God fulfills our needs, the second one God guides us, the third one God anoints us, and then the fourth one, God protects us. So we would know if the one leading us or the one in front of us is of the light, is of Jesus, if they reflect the goodness of the Good Shepherd. And that is grace. I guess what keeps coming up to me, because I worked in church, do I know if I'm seeing with the light of Christ, or I'm just seeing with my own light? Or am I just like the Pharisees, convinced of my own truth, of my own light, of my, yeah, it's a grace and a continuous, Lord, asking for enlightenment and that humility to ask for help.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even with the second reading, when you two were talking, I looked at like one of the verses. It says, "Discover what the Lord wants of you." And you like how we spoke of the light. You know, like you need to take the time to make sure that Christ is speaking with you, for you, rather than, you know, like, this is what I want. Because that's what we usually do, because I'm gifted to do this and it's my thing. Instead of saying, you know, Christ is giving me this gift and I need to share, like how Jesus have healed the man. He went out and told everyone, yes, I was healed, even though he was told that he's a sinner. And but no, he believed and he went out. He was sent to tell. So like with us, even in our podcast or what we do in the parishes or the schools, like we need to remind ourselves that the work of Christ is our why. Now we need to remember that Christ is the center, is the core of everything that we need to do with our friends, with our people that we work with. Because sometimes I would say myself, I would say, well, but this is how I do it. You need to remember it's I've done it like this and it works. But if I will always go back and remember, well, this is what I want, but this is the gift that God has given me to do and use. So I need to use that rather than always, I am gifted, so this is the way I do it. So when I read that, discover what the Lord wants of you. So I need to remember that, and us as people of Christ, to remember what God wants us to share and be that blind person who opens my eyes and look at Christ and continue the work of Christ. And it's really good to share and listen to how you, Maya, and Kushla have shared, because it heightens up and it gives you another mile, to journey with this hiko i wairua, especially with this reading. It's really long, but if you look at it in one way, it's good because that's a starting point. But there's a lot of different dimensions that people can share and we can also learn from.
Kushla or
Yeah, well, probably if John was here, he would be saying to us, what are we going to take away from this reading? What are we going to take away from it? And well, I hope that I can be like the blind man who is, is on this faith, this journey, this spiritual enlightenment, letting the light in, constantly reviewing what I'm doing, taking the clay from my eyes, and working out how I can live out as a child of light and producing every kind of goodness, because the world right at the moment needs a whole lot of people doing a whole lot of good things and speaking out in truth.
Amen. For me, my
Amen.
takeaway would be a question for people, and I'll be taking from the first reading. God sees the heart. So when God looks at my heart or our hearts, what would God find? And maybe be given the grace and the wisdom to reflect on ourselves honestly, but more so the faith, knowing that God, the Good Shepherd, walks with us and sees us and would enlighten and open our eyes.
Yeah, thank
And
you. Mine will be like with the entrance antiphon, rejoice, like for everyone to go out and be rejoiceful and enjoy yourself as Christ is with us, just like the blind man, just like David was anointed for the little things that we do. I could be the cleaner, I could be just cantor, I could be the lady, the usher at the door, but knowing that there's the little light that I'm holding. Be that light. Christ have given you and I the gift of light. So I will take that away and I hope that I will be this light. Maybe in a half a second or a minute, but I will be the light of Christ. Thank you.
Amen.
Hello.
Shall we close with a spontaneous prayer from the three of us? I would like to begin with praying for world peace, Lord, in this difficult time. Please lift up the blindness with the leaders that have the power to decide the fate of the world. But Lord, most of all, open our eyes that you are the King and the Creator, and that you lord over us and give us the wisdom and the strength to rise up and push back if we have to against the evil that beset us. And we ask, Lord, for the gift of your life, for the gift of your faith, and Lord, transform our hearts, all of us, our leaders, and all of us who are here. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. We miss John, but I guess such is life, we carry on. But hey, thank you very much, Kushla and Kuile,
Thank
for your
you,
maiden podcast.
and we'll leave it up to John and the work of the Holy Spirit to
It's the Holy
summarize.
Spirit.
Amen. And everyone
Thank
who
you.
for hearing this podcast, thank you very much, and God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Amen. Bye.